Friday again as the leaves start to tumble, and that moment of the week when we ask one of our culture-file guests to spill on some of their favourite things, and this time it's the turn of the artist Niamh Hannaford to share with us her culture-file likes.
My name is Niamh Hannaford and I'm an Irish artist. So recently I've been consuming a lot of what I call like bubblegum television and movies, which is just popcorn for the eyes, easy watching, jokingly basic. But a film that I'm really looking forward to finishing, because I only began it, but it's quite a heavy hitter, I had to take a break and I'll go back to it, is Cow by Andre Arnault. This documentary was recommended to me by one of my lecturers when I was discussing an upcoming show I had in the Mark Gallery, which looks around the dairy industry and the exploitation that exists within that industry. So the film follows the life of a dairy cow. It is incredibly violent. It's very accurate representation of the dairy industry. I started watching it and yeah, had to take a little bit of a break. It's a horror movie. Like, it was a horror movie at its core, but I definitely want to finish it. So a book that I'm currently reading is called Animal Joy and it's by Noor Al-Zadir. The title Animal Joy is like an ode to spontaneity, sort of this like eruption of spontaneous laughter, spontaneous joy, this animal instinct of joy that we do have within ourselves. The book begins with Noir joining a clowning workshop. So it's a lot about where joy exists in our lives and the idea of the clown in society and joy as a political resistance. It's written in a very spoken way, which for me is, I kind of struggle a little bit with reading sometimes. So having something that's written as we talk, it's very easy to consume and read. Okay, so this is from the beginning of the book and it's their clowning teacher. And it says, if you're honest in the moment when something isn't working, we love you more. Acknowledge it. When it's going well, you can celebrate that. But if it's going badly and you admit it, you're alive. I am a podcast girly. I love a podcast. I think it's because I work on my own so much as well. I spend lots of time listening to them. So my current favorite podcast is called No Stupid Questions, which is where two research psychologists have listeners send in questions and they kind of look at it through philosophy and history, and it's just very honest. And the thing that I love the most about it, I think, is at the very end of the episode, they have the editor or producer come in and correct all the things that they've said wrong or got wrong. So instead of editing it out, they'll say, oh, Angela referenced this book and the title's actually this, or they got this statistic completely wrong, or they've conflated these two facts. So I just think that's a really nice way to end the podcast. I've started to quite like podcasts that are kind of like less edited in that way. You can see people fumbling, saying words wrong, struggling for the word because it feels more human. One that I listened to recently was like, what does it mean to be cool? And can you change your personality? They have some which is like, what makes a good gathering? Like how to throw a good party or dinner party. And they use a lot of like anecdotal references from their own lives. And like, I love anything like that. I'm quite a people watcher. So I enjoy hearing about how other people live and experience the world, which is different and opposing to mine. A song which I have on absolute repeat at the minute is Alabaster de Plume, Don't Forget Your Precious. And I just think it's such a sweet song. It's very affirming. I think when I first heard it, I sent it to like six different groups of people just to be like, listen to this, including my mom and my cousin. And my cousin Aoife, she got back to me and she was like, this is such a Niamh song. And I just loved that, because sometimes I think I struggle a little bit to know like who I am, you know, and like that song, that's a Niamh song.
Don't forget your precious, I remember my pin number. I remember my ex's email address, but I forget that I'm precious. I remember my national insurance. I remember the way they laughed.
My summer obsession has been padron peppers, just frying them in butter and some salt and devouring an entire carton of them. What do they say, like a picky dinner, you know? So hummus, peppers, olives, maybe some red wine, just those. It's kind of like a summertime tea, you know? That's my favorite kind of dinner, cheese and picky things. But the peppers are always devoured in my house. A scent that brings up things for me. I actually have two scents. So my first scent, I'm really lucky that my husband tends to make me coffee in bed in the morning. And it feels like so luxurious to have a coffee brought into you in the morning. It's such like an act of like care and love. And so I love lying in my bed when I can smell the coffee brewing and he's making it for me. So I really, really love that smell. And it's particularly like, it's not really coffee everywhere. It's coffee in that context when I'm in bed and I know that he's making it for me. And then the second scent, which I adore, is the smell of summer rain. It's just so earthy. It carries all these delicious aromas in it. And like, you know, when the raindrops are really big and there's all this space between the rain for all these smells to be in it. So I love that smell of summer rain as well.
The likes of Niamh Hannaford there, and you can catch the closing performance of her Milksop exhibition tomorrow, Saturday, 3 p.m. at the Mart Gallery in Rathmines in Dublin. And Niamh is also one of our guests tomorrow on the Culture File Weekly, when we'll also meet, sort of, a Tokyo-based virtual influencer, Ema, revel in the DIY ethos of pop video and run a finger over some bird guides on Paddy Woodworth's Naturalist bookshelf. That's the Culture File Weekly this and every Saturday, 6:30 p.m. here on RTE Lyric FM.